the suicide of 26-year-old open information advocate Aaron Swartz is still reverberating today. Last night, the U.S. Attorney in Boston, Carmen Ortiz, released her first statement responding to those who said her zeal in prosecuting Swartz led to his suicide. Ortiz said her office never sought the maximum penalty, 35 years in jail and a $1 million fine, that Swartz could have received for charges that he downloaded academic journals from a system at MIT. Rather, she said, she proposed 6 months in a low-security setting with felony charges. The criticism has been furious. Here's former federal judge Nancy Gertner saying the prosecutor had the option not to charge Swartz with anything.
We don't wreck your life with a criminal prosecution if we think that this kind of attention drawn to what you did is all we need to do.
But Ortiz said in her statement that it was Swartz's lawyer's job to ask the judge for probation. David Boeri has been covering this for our home station, WBUR. David, with Ortiz's statement, does the pendulum maybe swing back a bit with her claim that she never entertained that really harsh sentence?
Well, she never entertained the harsher sentence. On the other hand, the 35 years were intended to scare the defendant in typical prosecutorial mode. According to Swartz's lawyers, he was told that if he went to trial and was convicted, they would seek a sentence of 7 to 8 years. That's significant
time. She does not say that. She says it's a 6 month.
But again, according to the defense, he would have to plead guilty to 13 felonies to get that 6 months. By the way, just 3 months ago, he was only facing 4 felony counts. They added 9. That's 13. And one other point that has been missed in all of this, there was going to be another condition that Aaron Swartz, whose heart and soul was involved in, with computers, would not be able to use a computer after his confinement for some extended period of time.
Well, today we're also seeing Joan Vinaki writing in the Boston Globe, whose columnists previously had been very critical of Carmen Ortiz, the prosecutor. Vinaki today citing Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail after his arrest for civil disobedience. And he wrote, "One who breaks an unjust law must do so with a willingness to accept the penalty." Now, there is a lone voice, Oren Kerr, a professor at George Washington University, who says that what Carmen Ortiz was planning for the trial, it would have been in April, was appropriate for what he did. In other words, if you are going to knowingly break the law, you should be prepared for the penalty.
Yes, one voice. But remember, at the time of this indictment, Carmen Ortiz, the U.S. attorney, said, "Stealing is stealing." Well, in fact, not all crimes are alike. And retired federal judge Nancy Gertner said, "Look, you have stealing of a loaf of bread, and then there's Bernie Madoff."
Well, so what happens now? Carmen Ortiz was named Bostonian of the Year last year by the Boston Globe. What's being planned now?
So 40,000 people at this point have written a petition telling the White House she should be removed from office. In addition, congressmen are calling for an investigation. You have that, and now the attention. You have a federal judge who's questioning her judgment, and all this focus on Aaron Swartz is now being pushed to the rest of Carmen Ortiz's record, which consists of a number of failures that the Boston Globe didn't look at when they were looking at high-profile successes.
And what about Aaron Swartz, this incredible bright light? He suffered depression. He talked about that. Now there's a move to introduce a measure called Aaron's Law. It would limit the scope of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which he's being charged under. It would exclude crimes that are nothing more than a breach of contract. In other words, everyone knew he wasn't trying to make money off of this. You point to an irony.
That's right, that there was another case about 10 years ago at MIT where somebody had come in, was charged with stealing, essentially what Aaron Swartz was charged with. He went to court. His defense was he hadn't committed any crimes. The judge looked at what he did because he said he hadn't committed any crimes because he wasn't profiting. The judge looked at what he did and said, "I don't approve of what you did, but in fact, it's not covered by the criminal statutes." And so he was freed. Then Congress changed the legislation and it broadened it so that recently Aaron Swartz could be charged with the crimes that he was accused of committing.
So now they're thinking of changing it back again. Quite something. David Boeri from WBUR here in Boston, thanks so much.
You're welcome.